Hi, this is Seth, and welcome back to Bridging Power and Knowledge, a special series from SustainE, produced in collaboration with participants of the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation's 2024 Humboldt Residency Program. Today's episode explores environmental degradation and economic performance in Botswana, a study by Dr. Lovemore Townesvi and Motshabi Miki Thabeng that examines the delicate balance between economic progress and environmental sustainability in one of Africa's fastest-growing economies. Botswana's prosperity is built on diamonds. The mining industry contributes about 30% of GDP and over 80% of export earnings, lifting the nation to middle-income status. But this growth has come with environmental costs. Deforestation, water contamination, and air pollution are increasing across the country. Using advanced econometric models, the researchers tested three key hypotheses: the environmental Kuznets curve, the pollution haven, and the pollution halo. They found that Botswana's experience follows a U-shaped pattern. At early stages, growth helped reduce emissions, but beyond a certain income level, around $3,479 per capita, economic expansion began driving emissions upward again. The study also uncovers a dynamic story about foreign investment. In the short term, FDI tends to worsen pollution, the pollution haven effect. Yet, over time, it can bring cleaner technologies, the pollution halo effect. This means Botswana's environmental future depends not only on growth, but on what kind of growth it chooses to pursue. Townesvi and Thabeng recommend bold action. Invest in green technologies and renewable energy. Strengthen environmental regulations and enforcement capacity, and attract sustainable foreign investment aligned with Botswana's Vision 2036 goals. 007 AVH Environmental Degradati. Their research is a reminder that economic success should never come at the planet's expense, and that data-driven policies can help transform resource wealth into sustainable prosperity. To read this full article and others in the Sustain special issue, Bridging Power and Knowledge, Addressing Global Imbalances in Knowledge Systems for Sustainable Futures, visit www.sustain.org/power and knowledge. Until next time, keep learning, keep connecting, and keep bridging knowledge for a sustainable world.